Well, if you had a tough day in the markets yesterday, relax. Dow futures opening up about 1,000 points higher today, so half of yesterday's losses could be wiped out. Part of that probably has something to do with the president coming out and pointing out that he is going to work on lowering payroll taxes and making sure that anybody that needs to be tested for coronavirus and so forth can do so without financial impact. If they have to leave work for a few days, he's trying to make sure that employers can continue to pay. That's all part of the backdrop of politics now as we look at Super Tuesday 2 that includes Michigan, the big prize today. Joining me now is Robert Yuen, a political journalist and the Howard Marsh Visiting Professor of Journalism at the University of Michigan. As CNN's Director of Political Research, he's covered 5 presidential campaign cycles, helped prepare 8 different moderators for 30 different presidential debates. He's got his finger on the pulse of this. Robert, welcome to the program.
Steve, great to be with you.
Good to have you here. Good to have you here in Michigan. Welcome to the center of it all. Especially
happy
the
primary day.
Well, the center of the political universe in 2020, primary day notwithstanding, is Michigan. Michigan was the closest race and the closest contest won by the president in 2016. New Hampshire was a closer race, but for states won by the president, Michigan was closest. It's pivotal in 2020, and in fact, there will be a debate at the University of Michigan and another one in South Bend, Indiana, which really is feeding the Southwest Michigan media market as well. Michigan's a big deal, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, you described it well. It was at the center of the 2016 battle, and because it was a state that was supposedly part of Hillary Clinton's blue wall that no one expected President Trump to win, it's now a major focus for both parties.
Right.
I think President Trump is going to look to hold it as part of his re-election, and I think it's one of the top targets for the Democrats in 2020 as well.
And prior to this wild card of the coronavirus, I would have said that Donald Trump was in real good shape in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and states that I've visited. He'll hold Ohio and Indiana. The virus, we'll see if that becomes a wild card or not. If it subsides like it is in China and South Korea, it could be less important by the time we get to the conventions. But as you look at the race today, 4 years ago, according to some polls, including Fox 2 Detroit, had Hillary Clinton up by 27 points coming into the Michigan primary, and Bernie Sanders came out with a win of 1.5. That was one of the big shocks from Michigan in 2016, the second, of course, being Trump winning here. All the polling now shows Joe Biden leading by 12 points, 14 points, 15 points. But I'll be honest with you, Robert, I'm not sure I trusted after what happened here 4 years ago. Your thoughts?
Well, definitely 2016 exposed some problems with statewide polling in Michigan and some other states. And so there's definitely good reason to look at polls with some healthy skepticism. Although I will say that a lot of the pollsters after 2016 did do a lot of careful review of their work and tried to adjust how they do polls. But yeah, that said, I think one of the worst things that you want is for if you're running for president is for everyone to think that you're running way ahead, because then it demotivates your voters. Like, oh, my candidate's gonna win. It's not as urgent for me to vote. I think that what you want is for your supporters to think that you're ahead, but maybe that it's still going to be a very competitive race. So
that's always the key, isn't it? I mean, that's always the key. Robert Yuen here, political journalist, been all over, CNN's director of political research, among other things, and a visiting professor of journalism at the University of Michigan. You always want to run your campaign as if you're 20 points behind. I mean, that's been, you know, the battle cry for winning campaigns my entire life. Like you're behind, you run every day, you knock on the doors, you shake the hands, you kiss the babies, you do it, well, not with the coronavirus, but you do whatever you can, you know, and I'm serious, is, you know, getting out there, retail politics. You always run like you're behind, don't you?
Yeah, you're either running ahead or you're running scared.
Exactly. And we see what happens when people don't run scared. Things like what happened with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez happen. Things like what happened with Eric Cantor happen. People, you know, get complacent, think, well, I've got this, no big deal. The Democrats, maybe the most guilty in my lifetime of being complacent about Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, cost them dearly in every one of those states. And changed American history, I think is fair to say. I don't know if the election would have changed if Hillary Clinton had gone to Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania more, but it certainly didn't help by not showing up.
Yeah, that's definitely right. I think Hillary Clinton was probably a unique candidate in that she was so well known by all voters and everyone had a strong opinion about her. And so, yeah, maybe campaigning more in those states, would or wouldn't have helped, but because she had such a polarizing figure among voters. But yeah, when you look at the election results from 2016, like in Wayne County, where Detroit is, there were 80,000 fewer Democratic votes cast in 2016 than 4 years earlier. And as you said, the margin statewide was just 10,000 votes. And so there were 80,000 Democrats in Wayne County who decided to stay home for whatever reason.
And let me ask you this.
Motivation is a big factor. Whether
it really is. And so here's the question. With Bernie Sanders, a fairly polarizing figure himself, I think is safe to say because of the socialism, and Joe Biden, who, I'm sorry, seems confused more often than not on the campaign trail and doesn't make for a strong candidate, which one of these candidates is going to drive enthusiasm in Southeast Michigan this time around? If it's Bernie or Biden, which one? Do either one of these guys really drive, man, I'm going to get up and go vote. I'm in love with that guy. I don't see that kind of energy. Am I wrong?
Well, I think, Bernie Sanders was in Ann Arbor yesterday. There was a huge crowd of young people and activists who turned out, and that's kind of his wheelhouse. He's always been good at energizing that group. From the results that we've seen in elections so far this year, he hasn't really expanded on that base. And then with Joe Biden, his candidacy was saved by African American voters in South Carolina and in other Southern states who voted last week. And, his challenge now is to try to translate that into, support from African-American voters here in Michigan, but also expanding that to the working class, blue-collar voters that he's always talked about and said that he's, one of, having been born in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Right.
I think we saw that, the last time Joe Biden ran for anything on his own, not as part of a ticket, was in 2007, which is a long time ago. And at the start of this campaign, we just saw that he was very out of practice as a candidate.
To say the least. We got to leave it right there. Robert, greatly appreciated. Great input. Robert Yoon, CNN's Director of Political Research and also a visiting professor of journalism at the University of Michigan currently. Thank you, sir.
Great to be with you, Steve.
Greatly appreciated. 41 after. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Attention small business owners with 10 to 250 employees. Do you offer an effective 401k plan to your employees? Are you comfortable with all financial liability? The Michigan Chamber is offering its members the first statewide multiple employer 401k plan. Now, small businesses can offer their employees all the investment benefits a large company can at a competitive price. The program is powered by TriStar Trust Bank. a Michigan bank specializing in full-service wealth management. TriStar will work with your employees, understand their needs, and design an investment portfolio to achieve their goals. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.